As a system administrator, days at work can often be hectic, stressful, tiring, emotional, rough. All things you can't easily escape from. I mean, it's not like it's something you can just tuck away in a little corner of the mind and never think of it again. No, how does one survive all of this? How does one recuperate enough to keep it up day after day? Get a good night's rest, maybe? Now there's a thought. Welcome to the 12th episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Pzzz. Neat Little Mac Apps is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Keep in mind, we'll be giving away 5 licenses for this application, and there will also be a promo code that will give you 50% discount if you go and buy this application. I'm also very happy to announce that we have a sponsor for this show. Yes, we have. So this episode of Neat Little Mac Apps was brought to you with support of Pzzz itself. Check out their cool, relaxing, de-stressing software and hardware at pzzz.com. One note I have to add for this. This sponsorship does in no way change my objectivity when reviewing this software. I mean, it just happens these guys at Pzzz are so kind as to sponsor this show. It's like dolphin adoption, you know? It won't get a cute little mammal in your bathtub, but you support it in another, better way. Keep in mind also that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window, and you can click it there to get to the places I'm talking about if it's something online, of course. I have some listener feedback from Ben Drucker, and I hope that's okay. Drucker? Think so. And he was very disappointed to see that I didn't mention Transmit Automator Actions. You know, Transmit, the FTP application from 2 episodes ago. And I must agree, I didn't mention it. It was also a long episode already. But I'll throw it in really quick now. Transmit has an automator action. That means you can drop the action straight into your automator flow, and you can fill in the FTP server and stuff like that. And it will automatically upload that file. So it's something you can use in Automator 2. Okay, Pzzz. This application, what is it? Pzzz is a relaxation application that allows you to take quick power naps. Or you can also go to sleep in a super relaxed manner. Now, there's really a lot to this app, and it's all bundled in a compact, user-friendly software package. Current version 1.7 universal binary, and as I have seen on the site, version 2 is in the pipeline. It's created by, I guess the company is Brainwave, but you can find out all about the application at pzzz.com. Now I'm going to spell this for the to be correct. Pzzz is spelled pzzz.com. Okay. What is this application? Why do I use it? Let's get this out there. Be skeptical, okay? Everything I talk about now, you can be as skeptical as you like, okay? But promise me one thing. After listening to this episode, download the trial version. Lock yourself up in a room where nobody can see you and try it without mocking the idea. Man, are you going to be surprised. Okay. As I will explain later, there are 2 things you can listen to. You have naps and you have a sleep function. Okay, so I have a stressful work. Told you in the intro, I'm a sysadmin and at a Belgium journal. And my wife is a graphic designer, but currently she's at home taking care of my 2 angel daughters from whom who from time to time get a little bit devilish. So you can understand that we both have quite a stressful life. Okay, so that can keep us up from time to time, keep us from our sleep. And so we play this sleep session from Pzzz, and you can ask my wife if you like, just mail me, I'll put it through to her. And I must say, we have yet to encounter an evening where we can actually remember being awake when the audio from this application was still playing. It really is super cool. Okay, on to the review. First, I'll give you some history. Okay, so what Pazis actually do is play relaxing audio. The inventor of the concept, named Matthew Ayenden, I hope I spelled that correctly too, came into contact with power napping. It's a sort of way you can train yourself to get a really good quick nap. And he had trained himself in it, and he thought, no, there must be a way where normal users, normal people, can use this way of getting a quick power nap to get the batteries up and running again, and not having to do all that training, that specific technique to do a power nap. And so he came up with the concept of maybe having a hardware and a software device that does it for the people, so they just have to listen and they get the quick power nap. So there is a hardware and a software version of this technology. The hardware version is a little box. I won't talk much about that because this is mainly software review, of course, but there is a little box that mainly plays the same things as the software part does. So, the audio. What Pazis will play is a combination of music and sound effects that have specific frequencies, and all the sound effects are combined through certain algorithms. Now, it's based on the principle of neuro-linguistic programming. And I said it correctly, yes, NLP for short. And it's a system in which the brain is viewed as a computer that can be reprogrammed to think and feel in a way that helps people achieve specific goals. Hey, it sounds like something you can use in Operation Desert Storm or something. But this is friendly, people. This means that with the structured language patterns within Pazis, the audio can achieve a change in state of the body and mind with a lasting post-experience effect. Do you notice that I grabbed this from the site? Now, what it basically does is play specific audio patterns, frequencies. You also have voice in there. And those specific patterns trigger a certain feeling in the brain. If you go to the site at pazis.com, you will also see that those frequencies are explained. Also, you have the beta frequency, the alpha sequence, the theta frequencies, the delta frequencies, and they all have a specific function. In practice, you get the hardware and the software, and that creates a nap, sleep, audio feed depending on the chosen module. So you have a nap module and a sleep module. So I'll go and open up the application now. That will be, of course, the most easy way to review it. Okay, so immediately I'm going to explain something about the GUI. It is very small, it is very compact, and it's all there. On the left side, you have a small LCD-looking thingy, and that displays which nap is selected. If it's the Energizer nap or the Sleep nap. Now, the Energizer nap means that you will have a quick nap to reload your internal battery, so to speak. The sleep nap is more to go to sleep in a very restful manner. What else is there? You can select the nap pop-up menu. That's a little button also on that LCD. And there you can choose which preset nap you will compile, or you can go to the nap configuration window. I'll get back to that later. And then on the right side of the little panel, you have a generate button. Now this will automatically generate a specific nap file from the settings you have selected on the left side in the little LCD display, and that's it. So, for example, I choose Energizer nap, I click the generate button, and automatically Pazis will generate a specific nap that I can play by just pressing the play button. There's also, of course, a stop button and a volume slider. And there are shortcuts to change, for example, the audio, the volume of the music, or the volume of the accompanying voice that's also in there. I'll give you a small sample of what you will hear.
Now that you're getting ready to enjoy some rest and relaxation, it's a good idea to ensure that you'll not be disturbed and that you can be as comfortable as possible, both physically and mentally. Find a position for your body where you can relax completely so that it's easy for you to let go of the events of the day so far for a little while, and that you'll get as much benefit as possible from this time out. the more energized you'll feel.
Okay, that's it for the energizer nap. So you noticed it's a very gentle voice that accompanies you into your nap, and then you have all the kind of cool sounds. And the strange thing is that for me, it really works. If you go to the site also, you'll see tons of reviews of people who have to admit that it actually works. Now, the sleep nap, I'll give you a short audio fragment of that also, so you can experience what the sleep nap is about.
Going to sleep is something absolutely certain in life. It's one of those things that humans do naturally. The thing is, learning how to go with the body. Letting your body take care of the rest while you enjoy the time off. Say, my mind is too active, as if they were some kind of badly programmed computer.
And you see, that's a kind of big difference with the other, with the energizer nap. And I must say, I really like the sleep function also. Now, how do you configure those naps? Again, you go to the main panel and you click the Select Nap pop-up menu. And you go to configure naps, and there you have some settings, and that's all there is to it. Okay, the settings is which nap type. Okay, that's energizer or sleep nap. Then the effects, you have the mono, so just mono sound, or Aurora stereo. Do I know what that is? Not in the least. I must say I haven't really heard any difference, but of course I'm using I'm using laptop speakers. I mean, the laptop is in our bedroom when we go to sleep, and I don't think those qualify enough to really hear that difference. And then you can choose which voice settings you want to use. You want to use the regular settings. That means that the voice will talk, will guide you throughout the nap. You also have the intro and wake up only option. That will mean that the voice will only talk to you during the intro or at the wake up period of the nap. Or you can choose no voice at all. You can also choose the length of a nap. So here you, for example, can predefine, okay, I want to make a nap for, let's say, 10 minutes. I want to have a nap for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And you can save those specific settings in a preset. You can also change the volume for those presets. You can change the music volume indirectly from the voice volume. You can also test it. And at the bottom of that screen, you can see an overview of your naps. And those are the naps you can choose from the main window. And basically, that's it. Now, there's one extra function I'm going to talk about, and that's the export option. For example, you want to create multiple naps and you want to take them with you on your iPod. That's very easy. You just go to File, Export Naps As, and then you can choose. You get a new little pop-up window and it asks you, okay, how many naps do you want to generate? Which type of nap do you want to generate? So the presets again. And where do I have to put that file? Do I have to export it to the Pziz Naps folder? Or do I have to export it to the Pziz Naps playlist in iTunes automatically? Or you could choose which playlist it has to put them in. So if you made a specific, let's say, down-tempo playlist, you can export your naps automatically to that specific downtempo playlist. You can also choose to export the NAPS as an AAC, and that will be with the same options as the normal export. Last thing I want to talk about before we go to the developer tips are the preferences. They are very similar. There are only four. You can check. You can choose to automatically check for persist updates, of course, as in all NLMAs. You can insert a 5-second silence during live NAPS. Now, with live NAPS, they mean when you have the application in front of you and you play, you click the play button. Gives you time enough to go and sit in a comfy chair, I guess. You can also disable sleep and screensavers during live NAPS, and after a sleep nap, and this is cool, you can choose whether the computer has to keep on running, whether it has to go to sleep, or whether it has to shut down. Now, I found this option a bit by accident, and I was thinking about this also, like, hey, this is, how can I get my computer? I was thinking of making a script or something to get my computer to shut down after the nap had finished. And then I found it in the preferences and I was like, oh, idiot, why didn't you see that earlier? So you can just make sure that the computer shuts down after your sleep nap. And that's exactly how I use this application. And that brings me to the developer tips. And the first one is the building of the files itself. If I want to export a file, strangely enough, generating a file is very quick. Exporting a file, that's like a whole other ball game. It's kind of slow, I must admit. I don't know how they do it, but perhaps they export it to an AIFF file first, and then they have to downgrade it to an AAC file. I don't know how it works exactly, but it's a bit slow. Or my machine is slow, of course, but I doubt it. I mean, those times could be better. I don't know how the logarithm works to create those files, but apparently it's heavy. Anyway, second developer tip is that this would be a cool application to implement in the Awaken app. Perhaps the two developers can get together and mix something up so that the Awaken app can use the functionality of the persist app, so you can automatically schedule persist naps or sleeps. Just an idea. Hey, who knows? Anyway, that's it for this application. And that brings me, of course, to the contest section of this podcast. Now, the first one is the contest for the Keep It Together from last week. I'm going to prolong this. There has only been one entry, apparently the thing I asked, you know, to write the URL of Neat Little Mac Apps on a post-it and put that somewhere where a lot of people come by and send me the picture. I think it's still holiday season or something, because not a lot of people really reacted to that. I got one really cool entry from, I think it was Finland, have to check. I'm going to post that on the pages on the website already, but I'm going to prolong the contest for another week. So if you're interested in winning a license of Keep It Together, if you don't know what it is, go and check the last episode. You can still do that. You can send the pictures at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Okay, so for this contest, there's not really a lot you have to do. Just send me a mail at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and in the subject you put Get me to sleep. Get me to sleep. The promo code for this application will give you 50% discount at the site. If you go to persist.com and you want to buy this application, you can do that. But be sure to use the promo code NLMAZIZ. So NLMAZIZ. This coupon code will be available throughout September, so if you don't win a license for persist in this episode, you can always try buying the application with this coupon code. So that's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. As always, feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. You can leave your comments there. You will also find the show notes there as well. And of course, you can always click on the link in the artwork window of iTunes to get there. If you're a developer and you have an application that you think is truly special and you want to bring it out to the public, be sure to mail it to me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you're just a listener and you want to give me some feedback, you're also welcome at that email address. You can also use the contact form on the website to do that. If you're interested in supporting the show, just like the people of Pziz did right now, you can check out the press kit I made, and I put it on the site also, or just click the link in the iTunes artwork window to get there. This leaves me, of course, with thanking the people of Pziz for supporting this show, for adopting this episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. I'm very thankful for that. It really helps me keeping up doing this show, and it feels good to know that my bandwidth is paid for, unless there will be a lot more listeners coming, of course. And also thank you for being so generous in giving the serial numbers and the promo code for our listeners. That just leaves me with crediting the music, and that is as always provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over, it's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. That's it for this episode. Glad you listened. Talk to you next time. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.